with Robert of Helping Others Ministry, and we partner with them for several years now, and we are here at the FHL warehouse, and he helped us unload for another ministry that we gave some stuff. And Robert, tell us a little bit about your ministry.
Okay, well, we're located, pretty much our ministry is based in the 10th and Sherman Street area, and we help out just families in the community that need, you know, like maybe single parents that need, have kids that need, you know, clothing or food supplies for their household. We do also extend outreaches to the homeless. You know, we go along the White River and everything like that. We have brought homeless people to our house for showers, food, you know, and just to minister to them, give them a home environment, you know, love on them, basically. Yeah. That's basically our scope of what we do, so.
So how'd you get started with this with your wife?
Well, actually, my wife, it was my wife birthed it right before she met me, actually. So when she met me, I came in to kind of team up with her vision as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. And it's been six years now when it was birthed. And we've pretty much always been on the Near East Side. We've changed locations, like from Michigan and rural to 10th and rural, and then over to where we're at 10th and Sherman now. So that's pretty much how it got the beginnings. It was a vision of my wife that God gave my wife. So.
Now, you also do like Bible study or fellowship. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, well, our home's always open for people when they want to stop by. We'll do a Bible study 24 hours a day, you know, basically. It's our door's always open. Our phone, we always answer our phone. And we invite people from the neighborhood, from the community, to come by in a kind of a real quiet setting, because there's some people that really, you know, when they get around a whole lot of people, you know, they kind of tend to, you know, shy away from that. So what we do is we do the small family type setting. That's kind of what we focus on, is the small community type of ministry.
So if some of our listeners would like to help you, what are your needs and how they can help you?
Pretty much supplies as far as like food, clothing, that's always a necessity. We you know, we definitely bless the community with a lot of that stuff. So we always have a need, especially for food. Other than that, you know, keep us in prayer, keep us covered in prayer and everything like that. And just pray for the Near East Side, pray for the Near East Side community, mm-hmm. for God to just to move in there and for the Holy Spirit to move in a mighty way in that area.
Yeah, what a testimonial that is. So how do you support, how do you get support? You know, how do you support your ministry then?
Just from private individuals. Sometimes churches help us out, and Faith, Hope, and Love has definitely been a big blessing for us. And it's all just small donations, as far as even time, you know, as far as coming down and helping us out, just to minister to the neighborhood and everything like that, and to our community. But it's all private donations, you know, and from people that just want to help. It's pretty awesome.
That's another practical way that almost anybody can do. Right here in our own neighborhood. So I encourage all of you, if you have more questions regarding that, you can just respond to this podcast or visit our website, FHLinternational.org, or my Facebook, and we'll definitely hook you up with this ministry and the other ministry that I interviewed yesterday. God bless you.